Blog Talk Radio.
The American Negro collectively is richer than most nations of the world. We have an annual income of more than $30 billion a year, which is more than all of the exports of the United States and more than the national budget of Canada. Did you know that? That's power right there if we know how to prove.
We should own and operate and control the economy of our community. We have to become involved in a program of re-education to educate our people into the importance of knowing that when you spend your dollar out of the community in which you live, the community in which you spend your money becomes richer and richer. The community out of which you take your money becomes poorer and poorer. And because these Negroes who have been misled, misguided, are breaking their necks to take their money and spend it with the man is becoming richer and richer, and you're becoming poorer and poorer. And then what happens? The community in which you live becomes a slum. It becomes a ghetto. The conditions become run down. And then you have the audacity to complain about poor housing in a rundown community. Why, you run it down yourself when you take your dollar.
We've got to strengthen black institutions. I call upon you to take your money out of the banks downtown and deposit your money in Tri-State Bank. We are telling you to follow what we are doing. Put your money there. You have 6 or 7 black insurance companies here. Take out your insurance there. Now, these are some practical things that we can do. We begin the process of building a greater economic base. We've got to give ourselves to this struggle until the end. We got to see it through.
So our people not only have to be re-educated to the importance of supporting black business, but the black man himself has to be made aware of the importance of going into business. And once you and I go into business, we own and operate at least the businesses in our community. What we will be doing is developing a situation wherein we will actually be able to create employment for the people in the community.
The black man must unite in one grand racial hierarchy, making a racial empire upon which the sun shall never set. Be black, buy black, be black, and all else will take care of itself.
This is a Liberation Minded Media production. Ephemina Osbute from the 412. Black I stand on the shoulders of our ancestors, and black I stand toe to toe with those who seek to oppress us. I am the dreams of Marcus Garvey realized. I am the spirit of Martin Luther that they despised enough to kill him. I'm the face of evolution. You see this pride burning in my eyes? I am revolution. I can see our past, his story told lies. I'm pride in its essence, you can call me the light. Black I stand with my brethren, deconstructing the cowards behind the henchmen, orchestrating financial and spiritual lynchings. I am wisdom, and this is the place where truth resides, where we can reconcile this experience of being born behind enemy lines. And if you out here foul, you better get off code and get that 10-point process. Bring your ass home and take your place amongst the kings and the queens and the gods. We'll be here to remind you if you ever forget who you are. Black I stand on the radio. Black I stand with my kinfolk. Black I stand rocking into the storm. But to my forefathers, for both scores, third eye on blast. Not the show, pro listener, strength, no games, no gimmicks. On the front line, fuel a revolutionary mind. We are the truth and ain't afraid to stand in it. Black I stand on the radio. Black I stand with my kinfolk. Black I stand riding into the storm. But to my forefathers, for both scores, third eye on blast. Not the show, pro listener, strength, no games, no gimmicks. On the front line, fuel a revolutionary mind. We are the truth and ain't afraid to stand in it. Black I stand. Black I stand. This is a Liberation Minded Media Liberation production. Get on code.
All right, so welcome to Black Eye Stand Radio. You guys, here we go. We ain't done this for a minute. Today we're going to have Red Fist Rising on. The topic is no reparations, no taxes. Before we get started, today was one of those days I had to stage up. I had to stage up on this one. So let me make a quick announcement. Anybody that listens to this or are listening to this that have been tapping in to be a part of the movement called Gang, Gilding a New Generation, I will be reaching out individually to those with the two announced meeting that will be taking place. So I just want to let you know I've been extremely busy putting together a lot of things, but this was one of those things. This conversation I had, because it's so timely and because it came from somebody who I respect as a comrade, the struggle, I had to put this on priority, get this conversation in today at this time. So in that spirit, of course, I want to invoke those ancestors that have been part of this struggle and whose shoulders we stand on, who have laid the foundation, and welcome those ancestors, the spirit of those ancestors, in this conversation today. Of course, we would want Nat Turner to be part of this conversation. Of course, Jean-Jacques Delaine would be appropriate to join us in this discussion and for that spirit to be evoked. Now, with Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Black Power General, Huey P. Newton, of course, Marcus Garvey would be off top, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Of course, we'd want Ida Wells because she always spoke truth. And speaking of truth, Sojourner Truth as well. Of course, we'd want Harriet Tubman in the building. Frederick Douglass. Of course, we'd want El Haj Malik Shabazz in the building now, even in MLK. And those who are mentioned, of course, are not forgotten. And as we get started, we just ask for this to be blessed by the Creator, guided by the ancestors, and empowered by the youth. So here we go. Let's go ahead and bring it in. Welcome to Black Eye Stand Radio. Red Fist Rising, you're in the building.
Peace, peace, peace.
Hey. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
No doubt, no doubt. Good conversation. Why don't you tell the people that are listening or will listen exactly what Red Fist Rising is about. I know that there's a march that is scheduled for tomorrow, but just introduce those who need to know about what Red Fist Rising is.
Okay. As Red Fist Rising, we're a group of people who came together. Actually, very recently, although we each separately bring something to the table as a group, we have been activists within our community for the past 20 years. There was a spirit that was done in Benin, Yoruba Land, Nigeria. And as a result of the death of George Floyd, they read out what the situation would amalgamate to be in the United States of America. And due to what came out of that ceremony, we came together and we figured now is the right time to come together and to create our own march and our own protest and our own organization. So that's what we did. We brought our team together and we put this march together for July the 4th. But as Red Fist Rising, as what we stand on is that we fight white supremacy. On every level, we are here to motivate our people to stand on the shoulders of our ancestors, the ones, some of that you called right now that will hopefully join our conversation and motivate us, trigger us, come into us and give us that power and that passion to be tools for our people to break the chains that hold us in racial inequality. We uphold those who died throughout the Maafa, from slavery, colonialization, to modern day now, police brutality and racial inequity. We stand against all of those things.
Okay, so tell me about the march that's planned for tomorrow and no reparations.
Yes.
Let's get into that.
Well, the Fist for the Fallen is a march that we've organized. It will come to, you know, the head here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We ask that anyone across the country and across the world who we try to fight against white supremacy will join us at 12 o'clock p.m. your time. wherever time zone you're in, and raised you. We asked everybody who comes to our protest to Philadelphia, and please, you could copy this and repeat it in your town, in your neighborhood, within your community, to wear red, to wear black, to wear a combination of red and black. We ask that you have your right hand raised by 12 o'clock noon for 9 minutes. We celebrate and we uphold the sacrifice of George Floyd's life and the time that he was, his last minutes on earth and breathing. We ask that at that time at 12 o'clock that we raise our hand honoring those ancestors that have we've lost. We wear red because of the blood that we've shed, because of the blood that we still shed every day. So that's the ceremony that's going to be happening. So although we call it a march, it's really a ceremony to emblazon those who have been sacrificed throughout this struggle from day one.
Tapping into the spiritual realm.
That energy, that Pan-African energy, so you don't have to be Yoruba to participate in this. This is for all of us who've lost generations and generations of our people, those mothers who weep who lost their sons, wives who have lost their husbands, children who have lost their fathers, children who have lost their mother, both of their parents, through this struggle.
Right. And right now, we're in a historic and epic time now that we have the opportunity to see this moment. And of that process to me would include being in solidarity, even like spiritually, just in the spirit of understanding that we're on the same page and on code. And I think
so
it's appropriate. Yeah, that's very appropriate. Because like the actual purpose of a lot of holidays that celebrating European culture, you know, besides the Mardi Gras that they're all into, which we duplicate that same goal with our own holidays as well, so we can improve our own communities, but also be spiritually in tune, or at least on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, that connection is strong. And right now is the time to use that moment. Everything that's going on, reparations has to be the issue right now with the social justice act and these anti-black racists off us by any means. Can you want to speak upon the reparations, no taxes?
Well, can I go back a bit? Because I think that you touched on an excellent point where you talked about now is the time for us to come together in solidarity. Because in the spirit of what it is that we're doing, that's exactly what has happened. So although we are a newly formed, you know, group of people, we have the community supporting us, like Pan Africa from the MOVE movement. We have the President General, Empress Chinuso, who is from the 100 Million Women Coalition in Philadelphia. We have a spiritual leader who's Ashraka Joel. He's going to officiate the ceremony, as well as Professor Carl T. Jones. We also have the support of the Black Lives Movement, this Philadelphia chapter. So we are moving in exactly what you're saying in that sense of solidarity, of coming together and being on the same page. So we expect a lot of other relationships and other activities to grow out of this union. But a lot of people now are saying, so we're going to come together and protest and march on tomorrow, Saturday, July the 4th in Philadelphia. But what happens after that? And now what you're saying about the no reparations, that's what we're looking for next. That's our next step. We feel as though melanated people across the world, specifically in the United States, deserve reparations for the 400 years of oppression, racial inequity, terror that has been reigned on our communities. We are asking in our declaration that will be presented across the world, as well as to the City Hall of the City of Philadelphia, for our $2.5 million, for our 60 million people, for the generations that were oppressed, that were having to struggle without those things. How do you expect us to ever be equal when we were never afforded that same equality that others have been afforded?
Absolutely. And I don't know if you're aware that they're going to be having, the Congress or the House is going to be having some type of meeting sometime in July regarding reparations. What do you think would be a good?
Mr. Johnson.
How do you think that we should approach that? You know, as far as collectively, as far as making sure that our message is represented within that hearing, because I don't know if you've seen the last time they had a hearing, it was pretty much sabotaged. They had some moist Negro talking about we don't need reparations. Somebody nobody's ever heard of that they just basically ushered in to undermine the call of reparations. I think that maybe we didn't respond enough to put the pressure. So how can we redo that to make sure that we have proper representation and that our proper narrative is represented in that hearing? What kind of idea do you have on that?
I think that same call of solidarity. I think that our leaders need to come through and have their voices heard, and we need to come together and figure out across our nation who are those people that are going to do that. Identify
right.
those. I mean, we are making our own declaration, but in reference to that particular meeting, we all need to have our leaders step forward and have their, like, force their voices to be heard.
Right. I'm with that. Make sure that we control it. Yeah, and that's why I think that's important for us to have not only, you know, national ceremonies like you're tomorrow, but also locally we have to organize these meeting up so that we could get on the same page of what reparations look like, what the demand is, who we feel represents our voice collectively, and articulating that message.
That's right.
Those who have a large influence. Like, how can we get them on the proper platforms, push that, all the social media things we could do, all the hashtagging all over social media, we need to start doing that and push it socially because people are tapping into that. And that's partly what's been sparking this reparations movement, if you ask me. So we have to continue to keep our foot on the gas. We can't let up now. We have to continue
Absolutely.
To move forward. Yeah.
Well, this is a part of what we're representing here. So when we talk about what we stand for, even as an organization, you know, we uphold and we value and respect the Black movement, the Black Power movement, and the representation of it through the Black Fist. This is why our organization is called Red Fist, because now we're moving to the offensive. Now we're here to make our
right.
own demands and to define ourselves for us. And then
right.
when we talk about the green, we talk about our land in Africa, our land here in the United States that is due to us as a part of that reparations as a people, melanated people. And then we move to the gold, which is represented by the golden cord of us coming, doing exactly what you're talking about, Jay, coming together and representing ourselves through our own representation throughout the world. So our movement is not just for the United States. Our movement are for all melanated people across the world. Oppression
right.
in Europe, oppression in Libya, oppression in Africa itself, oppression all across the United States, Australia.
Right, right. I like what you said about being on the offense now. You know, that's something that I've been actually saying for a minute now. Like, at this point in time, we find ourselves in a position. And you know what I think, sis? I think that because we're not used to being on the offense or having victory to lose, so it's kind of uncomfortable
yes.
when we find ourselves in positions that now we have the opportunity where now they're reacting off us. Because remember, all these years we've been saying we can't be reactionary any longer. Now we're not the ones that's acting.
That's
we're the ones that's dictating the movement, and they have to react based on what we're doing. So, yeah, I like that concept of being on offense now.
We
have,
as a community, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
Okay. We as a community, we are asking for this equality, and we're asking, people are not going to just give us that. We have to demand what is due to us. And I feel as though you're absolutely right. A lot of us are not ready to have that fearlessness, that fire in our hearts to be courageous, to stand up for what we are doing, what we have a human right to have and to request. And I feel as though we have been oppressed so long that for some of us, this is a foreign language you and I are talking. We can't
right.
even hear the message without that initial trigger of fear in our hearts. And we have
yep.
to learn that we can't overcome that, and we are empowered and we are capable of doing that.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I think it's important that we go narrative, that we show our victories, not just continue to regurgitate the losses. We understand that enough right now. Well, now what we need to do is
right.
help the different, look at the different models that have helped us in progress, whether they're military, whether they're economic, whether they were social, political, whatever they were. Let's duplicate those
right.
models. Understand right now that we're in an epic time. And if you
Absolutely.
Believe some of the scriptures that I hear some of our people quote, if you really believe that, if you believe that we were the kings and now we're going to be back on top again, if you believe that,
right.
you should be able
right.
to recognize the process right now that we're in, and we have victory in sight right now. We have victory
yes,
in sight.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We spilled the blood necessary. Now it's time for us to be on the offense and to continue to push this. You know? And the youth are the youth
that move forward that we are capable.
Absolutely. And the youth are on a whole different page. Like, I speak to this all the time because of some of the things I do. The youth are so cold right now. They understand what they might not understand all the principles of the Garvey, and they might not understand all of those details to some of the things that maybe some of us are older studying. One thing for certain that they understand that it's time to change, they're going to do whatever it takes. And they're standing up, you know what I'm saying, on cold. So, you know, perhaps some of us, you know, continue to guide that. Don't get in the way of that just because you don't understand. Because these youth are they're tapped in and they're unplugged from the matrix. They don't have fear, and they're ready right now because they know this time.
That's right. And they have been out here protesting, and they have been out here in the streets sacrificing, and we definitely uphold respect to that. And a part of our ceremony, when we uphold and value those who came before us and those whose shoulders that we stand upon, that's the same thing as feeding into the future and the youth. So we're trying to make this ceremony that we're doing tomorrow multi-pronged. Do you understand what I'm saying? So at the same time, while we're valuing those who came before us, we are also strengthening those who will come after us so that they do understand these principles that you're talking about. That no, not everybody, like you said before, in solidarity are going to be on the same page. We're not always going to have 100% the same agenda, but there has to be some basic models that we, like you said, study and come together on and have an understanding of. And the youth are out there, and you're right, they're protesting, they're doing it in numbers, and they're doing it in strength. It may not be directed as we would have done it or we did it in the past, but that's a part of things changing and being new. It has to be able to adapt to its current environment to survive.
Absolutely. So, okay, so tomorrow in Philadelphia, anybody? Philadelphia area, if you're within driving distance, pull up. What time is it? And tell us a little bit about
Atlanta,
what the ceremonial details.
Okay, so if you're in Atlanta, we have people meeting in Stone Mountain, Georgia at 11 a.m. They're going to be having their ceremony in Atlanta. It would be great if we could have somebody in L.A. having their own ceremony. That's why we say if you can't march in your town, stand up with your fist at 12 o'clock at your home, in your community, if you're a community leader, where you gather with your family and your friends, raise your red fist in unity. We want everybody to do that. That's going to empower and motivate all of us around the world. So we ask that you raise your right hand at 12 o'clock wherever you stand, whether you have to wrap your fist, whether you have to put a glove on your fist, whether you have to paint it, cover it in chalk. You know, whatever you have to do, we want that right hand raised above your head at 12 o'clock noon in solidarity and unity. So we're meeting in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, what we're going to do is meet at 30th Street Station. We're going to march our group of people to the city, the steps of City Hall in Philadelphia. And at that time, by 12 o'clock, we will be there at the foot of the stairs. And we will be having that ancestral ceremony at that time, along with other speakers. So we will have, you know, drummers there. We're going to have speakers there. So other activities are going to be going on, but our main focus is that ceremony to uphold those who we lost, to celebrate that blood, to show respect for the sacrifices that have been made even now to this day.
I say to that. I know Philly is going to be in the building. I know Philly is going to be in the building. I know Atlanta is going to be in the building. I got some people in Atlanta for certain. So I know it's going to be what it's supposed to be. You know, it kind of it's kind of reminiscent of the Haitian Revolution, you know, when you first heard that.
That's the vibe we're trying to do. That's what we're doing here. That's exactly the accord we're trying to be on. That's exactly the accord we're trying to be on.
I say to that. You know, so, I mean,
these
kind of things are very important to me, even more so that it's like you have to have been. Like, those of us who claim to be conscious, we understand or should understand or claim to understand the importance of tapping into different vibrations and tapping into different elements of the supernatural and the metaphysical in order to align ourselves.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So, like, these are so, and I think it's appropriate that it's tomorrow, you know, in Independence Day,
okay.
as they say, and Philly.
Yeah.
Philly and
declare our own independence.
Right. Come on. You guys got to be in the building for that. Even
That's
if you
right.
can't be in the building, be in solidarity wherever you're at. If you by yourself, just put your fist up and know that there's going to be thousands, possibly millions of others doing that at the same time. And let that energy, you know, then start to circulate around the globe. Because like I said before, you know, I'm seeing in Ghana, they're standing up, you know, saying in solidarity with us.
Right.
In South Africa, they're doing this. Zimbabwe doing this. You know, saying brothers in London are doing this. France is doing this. South America is doing this. All over the country is doing this. And they're letting us know that it's our time and that they back. Even Asia is doing this. Even Europeans is out there, you know, trying to be the right side of history. For whatever reason, don't matter. The point is, we should understand that right now is our time. These are the things that we should be expecting to be going on right now. So make sure that you on code and that you on the right side. Don't be one of those that 20 years down the line, you're going to be trying to act like you was participating in this movement. When we know that we got documented records of the internet that you was against shit. You wasn't with it. You was too scared. You was too skeptical. Get out of that programming, man. It's our time.
That's right. That's right. And thank you for bringing out the power of social media. So what we're also asking our comrades to do is that when you have your red fist up, take your picture. Stand in your power. Take that picture. Post it on all of your socials. No caption, no comments. We are standing in our power. So we know there are going to be naysayers. There's going to be, like you said, those who are running fear, those who aren't really down for empowering our people. We don't want any comments. We just want you to show your power, show your power stance on your social media. Post that picture of your red hand raised above your head at 12 o'clock. And post it all across your socials so that we can see the solidarity across the world that we represent.
Right. You guys have a how can people get in contact social media wise or hashtags or any kind of thing that you think that can tie in Red Fist Rising to any kind of message that we would leverage on social media?
Well, we stand on hashtag Red Fist Rising. We stand on hashtag uplifting our ancestors. The name of our ceremony is, it could be hashtag as Fist for the Fallen. That's the name of the ceremony that we're going to be having. If you have any questions, our website is www.redfist, it's multiple S, so it's F-I-S-T-S, Red Fist Rising, RISING.com. If anybody has any questions, they could contact me. I'm Omo Aye. I'm the media coordinator. My number is 856-818-4339. We're on all social media, such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Red Fist. You have to remember the S because people have been confusing us with other groups. It's Red Fist with an S Rising on all social media as well as the internet.
Yeah, so let me... And I'll make sure I put that into the description on the YouTube channel and anywhere else this goes. So let me, a question was posed from the YouTube live chat. Do all black people in America qualify for reparation? Like, you know, these are things that's kind of speculative. The way I stand on it is if your ancestors were brought here and were slaves or enslaved, I should say, prisoners of war who built land, then yes. Yes.
Yes. If you are melanated.
Go ahead.
If you are melanated, you should qualify for reparations. The Indians got reparations. What did they have to prove to do that when it was their time? They had to prove their nationality. So we should be able to prove that by the melanin in our skin. That's the same weapon that they use against us now to oppress us, isn't it? That's enough. That's where we come from.
Cut the check. And the bottom line is the goal right now is to make sure that we make that demand. Make that demand, put that on the table, make matter now. And regardless of the answer, make them give it now. Not 100 years from now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
right. Let us know what it is right now. And us, what happens? We fall back and strategize. We get them, we fall back, because now we're building a nation with land and resources,
yes,
and government. You know, they say no, then we fall back again, and we destroy their economic system from inside by participating in it any longer. At the same time, building up our own by increasing the
that's
volume,
right,
of which we do.
And that's the key.
Yeah.
The economics is the key. That's what we have fought for. We have worked for it. We deserve it. We are due it. Our land, sovereignty over our own land and property. This is how we are become independent, like you said, and to continue to grow and flourish as a people is to have that. We've already paid for it. It's been paid for by the blood of those that we're going to uphold tomorrow. Their sacrifices are going to be acknowledged.
Okay, we got people tapping in that will join the conversation, but let's go ahead and end the blackout situation. Are you guys participating in, or do you advise people for the, I know there's a Tuesday blackout. Of course, we're doing a tomorrow blackout. We don't want to celebrate no firework pop in the name of blasphemy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, then Tuesday is also blackout. I'm pretty sure you're aware of this. You know, and I encourage people to, because we have, these are dry runs sometimes. You know what I'm saying? They're,
yeah,
dry runs. Okay, let's black,
yeah,
out Tuesday. Fall back and check out the numbers. And let's see, like, just how much us not participating,
right,
that day did. They're going to know, and they're going to take note. If you want to know why they're doing all these different things, we're going to take Angel Mama off the pancakes and all that other, oh, yeah, we're going to whoop de whoop. The reason they're doing that is because they don't want,
that's
to lose,
right,
our. They're going to play the black national anthem at the games now, after not getting half a job for standing for kneeling for police brutality, because they don't want,
that's
us,
right,
to participate economically. They don't want black athletes to decide, hey, maybe start our own league. They damn sure don't want, yes, that.
Absolutely,
so
if
they go through all of that, that lets you know that the money that we have collectively is that valuable to them. Why shouldn't it be even more,
that's
valuable,
right,
to us? So let's continue. You to practice blackout.
I think the dry run is for us too, to see,
yeah,
to see what we are capable of as a community. I think,
yeah,
you're absolutely on point, because I feel as though, yes, we're telling ourselves this is to show them. I say no, this is for us to show us we can do the boycott today. We can have the same economic power to cripple a system to say,
right,
that we matter and our dollars matter and we have the power to control that and what that looks like. You are true. You are absolutely right. Speaking the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Because at this point, it's like we're basically funding our oppression, continue to participate, spending with,
that's right,
with corporations that, because of the 13th Amendment, basically enslave our people right now by using free prison labor for people who they would never have when they get out of prison, but paying basically nothing.
Nope.
To be honest, we can't continue to do that, and then why they continue to build prisons and put prisons. You know what I'm saying? We have to use our economics as a weapon. $1 trillion a year,
that's
is
right,
more than most nations produce in spending power. Think about that. That means we come in out the gate,
right,
wealthy. That means as soon as we really handle,
that's
our,
right,
business, we come in out the gate with wealth. Think about that.
That's right.
So what we should
and
do.
We also stand on what you mentioned, brother, was about the political prisons. We also stand for justice for those brothers who have been in the pipeline. We represent political prisoners as well, because like you just said, they are automatically cast aside from this current society. And oftentimes these are, you know, nonviolent, undue reasons. Sometimes they're not even true or false. So that is a part of our platform as well. But you are right, speaking to our economic power. We need to recognize and realize that for ourselves as a people.
Right. I said we black out periodically every month or every week or so, just so we continue to put that pressure on. But I want to make sure I get to the call in the 732 area code. Welcome to Black Eye Stand Radio. Where you
What's
calling from?
On, brother? This is Usher. You well?
Play?
Yep, sure is.
Peace, bro.
What's going on, Peace, bro? Naja.
It's been a minute.
You know, I was getting into the cannabis and doing that kind of business. got stuck here during the COVID-19. And lo and behold, while I'm here, they're going to sacrifice, for whatever reason, the wrong brother. The straw that broke the camel's back. So you know I was going to stand up. I'm not going to sit here and watch people talking about they can't wait for the Civil War to slaughter us. People pulling guns on people in the parking lots. That's not going. We can't live with that. That's not going. No. That can't happen on my watch without me doing something. And I call every one of us that call ourselves men. You know, they pulling guns on teenagers in suburbs. Nah, I don't know what they got brewing or what they thinking, but they damn sure feel froggy. And I'm not waiting for the first massacre. Y'all, anybody out there wearing them colors, Nazi this, Nazi that, whatever white supremacy this, yo, on notice, you're getting taken out. That's what it is. That's where we are. We got to protect our people, period, end of story. And whatever strategies we put in place about reparations, that's the end game is we sovereign, we on our own territory. We're done with this. We're done with this.
Dang.
So that's why I asked you, and I appreciate you, you know, pressing your schedule to make sure you got this show on behalf of Red Fist Rising. But you know who we are. You know what it is. We your people, we your family, we your warriors. And we standing up along with everybody else that's out there. We ain't got no problems with anybody, no beast, no nothing. It's about oneness and responding to the enemy. Protect our families and protect our lives. Word up.
Yeah, man. And, that's really the spirit that I'm seeing all over, man. All over where I'm at. Same page. I'm seeing even examples in, I think, New Orleans. Same page. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's in on this. Like, you know, we have to take it to wherever we, however we can do it. You know, like, if we're not going to just let them just roll up and make soft targets right now.
Right,
what we've been training on the West Coast. I know on the West Coast, we've been training for this shit a long time. You know what I'm saying? When everybody was mad about what's going on, but we was training for a specific reason, even if we didn't at the time. So it ain't time to get soft now. Don't start tapping into this and then start soft. No. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time to really protect the community, protect ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You should be getting ammo. You should be getting blickies, as they say on the East Coast. Get them blickies up. Don't worry about the paperwork. You have a right to protect yourself first and foremost. That's the law.
That's right.
That's the
law.
You can worry about that other shit later. Worry about that later. Get that taken care of if you can. But worry about that later because, you know what I'm saying, when they pull up, if you ain't ready, you know, the first law, you just already violated it by not being ready.
Imagine how you would feel if this happened and you can't do nothing for your family because you were trying to obey an unlawful law that says you can't own a weapon to protect your family. How you going to feel right then? Fuck that. Excuse my language. Nah, can't go out like that. Cannot go out like that. That's unacceptable. Not knowing the history that we know, and even a house Negro knows what took place during Jim Crow.
Yeah.
I think I lost you.
Nah, I had to tap out for a minute. So, you know, we got, you know, a whole movement going. This can't just be like a moment right now. This has to be like the new way of life, period, point blank. Listen, the only thing that can, that can back up an oppressor is power. Power only recognizes power. That's it. That's it. If you can't flex power,
that's true.
And just by showing that you're willing to go there, that's the deterrent in itself.
Yeah,
there you go.
If you really look at like the things that have been going on with, they like to catch stragglers. These are cowards we're talking about. If they catch you lacking by yourself, that's when they come at you. Because when we're fortified together, they don't want to smoke. There's many examples of this. We showed you what happened down in South Carolina when the KKK got their asses kicked. Running up when they tried to, even when they tried to roll up in Dallas a couple years ago, what happened? It's stopped in their tracks. They don't want the smoke like that. And even if they do, then we got to at least have some smoke for them. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
You know, just being fortified, like, everybody should be tapping into their community organizations, man. There's organizations in every damn community you should at least be aware of tapping into them. At least that. Black gun clubs, you need to be tapped into all of that. So that way we always have a way to organize quickly in every community. And then as those smaller communities are linked up with the broader community nationally and internationally, now we have a network and we have, you know, the proper apparatus in place to respond, to get information, to get defense, to get resources, all that stuff. All the things that we've been speaking about now is a go. All we've been speaking about, the Kwanzaa principles, it's a go right now. All
it's
that Garvey, that's it's a go. It's been verified and true as that is what it is. We've been standing on the right foundation. Now we got to start building on that, incorporating and integrating and upgrading it as we must. That is a foundation. We don't have anything that we have to go over. We ain't got no paper to go over that. Is this good, that good? We know what the ancestor said was lit. Period, point blank. It was legit. We could stand on that shit. That's what it do. So what else you got going on, man, with the Red Fist?
So, you know, this is not just a – can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, you coming in.
You okay. It's not just a U.S.-based operation. This is a international operation that's linking Europe, Africa in multiple locations, and the U.S. and Caribbean, including Brazil. So the goal here is – to act in unison across the board and play this enemy like a keyboard, play him like an instrument, because like everything else that we've ever involved ourselves in, once we involve ourselves, we master it.
That's right.
And they really got something that they ain't expecting. We're magical. We're mystic. We are gods in no uncertain terms. The whole concept of God, we introduced that to the world. So we need to relearn what we introduced in the first place, because every religion came from that. All of them. We are the elders. We are the fathers and the mothers. This is our family, and we will have order, just not theirs.
Right.
And then 400 years or whatever it was that, however that came to be, that's done. Whatever that was, whatever juju someone put on us, that's over.
Come on.
It's time to wake up and get up. It's time to wake up and get up. And get up means do what you're supposed to do, what you know to do.
Tap
we got
in.
People standing over us, Ken and Karen. Does Ken and Karen really look intimidating? Just a group of people that's supposed to be mastering us? That's embarrassing.
That is. Come on.
You better act like you know we black people. That means something. That means power. That means eldership. That means ancient spirituality. That means divine God freedom. Fuck out of here. That's who we are. You got us completely.
Got to twist it.
You
got to
have that attitude. Yeah, you got to have that attitude. You got to do what my man did in Black Panther. When that man started to speak, and when he was in the kingdom of the Jabari. Nah, you don't speak here. Shut up.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? The Native Americans, that's their tradition. You don't just come among the elders and talk. You don't know your place. And it ain't about what you are. It's just a matter of respect. This is sacred family ground. Are you family? Do I come into your house and listen to your conversation that you have with your wife and your family? I do not. What makes you think that you have the right to do that in ours and tell us how to live and what to do? Fuck out of here. That's okay.
Right. We have our own value systems. We have our own principles. We have our own agenda. And that's the will that has to be done. Right.
You got it. So I'm going to hop off. Omo Aye is a worthy partner. That's the energy that's behind thunderstorms and lightning. That's what you got talking to you. So I just wanted to let you know that is a high priest that you're talking to, and she is she has done well in fulfilling her role. Now it's our job to do what we're supposed to do. The ancestors will speak through the voices of their children, and you will tremble in fear. That's the prophecy. That's the prophecy.
Come on.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the prophecy. We are the children. We are the continuing generation, and it's time for us to speak with the voice of our ancestors. That's why we raise them high in red, because they need justice. And that's what we're going to give them.
That's right.
No more time for no cowards, no suckers, no people who run from the enemy. You stand up and you represent. That's what we're supposed to do. And everybody can do it their own way. We ain't all the same.
But right.
If you hitting the person that I'm hitting, if you fighting the same person I'm fighting, I ain't got no time to worry about our differences right now. I appreciate the help. Let's get
right.
It. That's how we doing this. Don't be complaining about little shit that we can deal with later.
Right.
First,
come
on. Let's take this out. Let's get this out.
Stay focused.
They've been barking for a long ass time. They think they're invincible. Let's give them what they asking for.
Yep. Give them what they really want.
They overestimate themselves. And we underestimate ours. Yeah, so let me run, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you, man. I appreciate
yes, sir.
You looking us out.
Yep, you already know.
Definitely. Black power. All right.
Black
power. Omo Aye, Alafia Adabo.
Alafia Ni.
Okay. Salute to that brother, man. That's the energy we need right now. That's the energy that's really like, that's what it is. Yeah. But that's really what it is, sis, and that's why we have to be able to have our own ways of controlling our own narrative, because they're not going to show us our victories. You know what I mean? They're not going to show us victories.
That's right.
Like the things that are going good in every community, they're not going to show us that. They're going to keep perpetuating the bullshit.
No,
so
they're not.
So if we tapped in, they'll keep selling us that illusion that we can't win. And they hold it so good
that's
up
right.
to this point that some people don't even want to participate because they don't even see a chance of us winning. That's what we always undermine any time we start getting progress.
That's right. And the fear that's ingrained in us from the terrorization that we suffer.
All right. We need to start upping our rituals for those who participate in different rituals. We need to start, participating and coordinating and get that going, because there's something to that.
That's right. And coming together. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We can get the elements involved and all that shit. Yeah.
That's right. I was speaking to another reporter earlier this week, and she said, well, for such a young group, you've made powerful, like a lot of progress. And all I could do was pause and let her ponder on that. All I could do was pause and let her ponder on that. This war that we are waging, yes, it's on many fronts, but the one card that they can never control is our spirituality and the belief we have in ourselves.
Right.
They can't control that. The request was made. We followed the prescription given, and the rest is like you said, out of our control. It's in the elements now.
Mm-hmm. Good time to be alive.
Sometimes that power can be overwhelming, even for us.
I know. You're right about
that.
To
sit back and say, "Wow, look at everything coming together."
Right.
It's in us. It's there. It's possible.
It's here.
No road is easy when sacrifice is required.
Listen, there's going to be battles lost. Like, let's not, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. But at this point, you should be able to clearly see that the momentum changed very quickly. You know what I'm saying? It just changed. Everybody's tapped in. But you know what? On the real, I wasn't so surprised with that because, some of the things I've been doing, people been communicating with throughout the globe, I already knew that pretty much the world has tapped into what we're doing and supporting way more than they don't report it. I already knew that they're not reporting that.
Right.
I already knew that he was there. Like, if you really, the Black Panther Party in the 60s were tapped in with Africa and Europe back then.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
I spoke to several of them. So, I mean, you know, so like, it's just now becoming more clear because now we have better access with technology to be able to get this message out. And then with that George Floyd
right.
situation, you know what I'm saying? That was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. And it just started
yeah.
momentum change right there. So we got to make sure we also salute that energy of him, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
King George Floyd. Yeah. Because that was, you know, it's not just about him, but that was just the catalyst that just, it made it to where you have
so
to choose sides. No more bullshit. You have to choose sides, everybody. You're either
That's
over
right.
here, I don't care what your
you
reason
have to
is.
See
don't,
it. You have
you
to see the vileness.
Right. Period.
That's right.
Period.
No question, with no question, no doubtable, you know, reason, no unflinching. You had to have unflinching understanding. Like, it's clearly there in your face. That's what it took to spark to light that match.
Right. I'll say to that. So I don't want to cut this short, sister. I have a lot of stuff I want to do or that I have to get done today.
Thank you. I understand.
I want to make sure that you
appreciate your platform.
No doubt. Oh, it's open to you at any time. Anytime, no doubt. Black Outstanding Radio does stand with that, Red Fist Rising. So just make sure you give everybody how they can reach you, the website, all that good stuff, how they can tap into not only what's going on tomorrow, but what's going on overall with Red Fist Rising. Make sure I put that information in everything, every platform that I put this on.
Okay, so we have our website, which is www.
Oh, shit.
FISTS Rising, RISING.com. We are Red Fist with the S Rising on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. We also have a YouTube channel, Red Fist Rising. And you can also join in our celebration of our ancestors tomorrow at noon by raising your right hand above your head. With your red fist, whether it's wrapped, gloved, painted, covered in red, somehow to honor those who we lost throughout the Maafa and our ancestors who come before us.
And it kind of cut out saying the website, but the website is already on there. If you're watching this on YouTube, it's on there,
yeah.
Red Fist Rising. And if you're on Block Talk Radio, it's also there. And I'll make sure everywhere it's distributed, that information will be on
Thank
there.
Thank you.
I appreciate you
Thank
coming
you so
through.
Much.
I appreciate what you guys are doing. You know, saying I'm in solidarity with you on all of that. I'll have my fist
we appreciate
in the air
that.
Tomorrow. No doubt. No doubt. And
yeah.
I encourage all others to do the same.
No doubt. Absolutely.
That's this until next time.
So in unity and power, I say thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much for honoring us and for making time for us to be able to share our message and our mission with your community.
Yes, absolutely. So make sure you guys share this content out there. Make sure you guys are out there tomorrow as much as you can. Subscribe to Black Outstanding Radio. Everything Red Fist Rising. Make sure that you support that. Support your own communities. You know what it is. And we're going to end this with Tupac, Everything They Owe.
Imagine if you could go back. Actually talk to the motherfucker that came to I mean, the first motherfucker that
Excuse
came into slavery.
Excuse me.
You know?
We back for everything you owe. No longer oppressed, because now we overthrow those that place us in this rotten mess. Let's agree on strategy and pick our enemies. Right. Who stands accused of the abuse? My own kind of right part. Not disregarding what you're thinking, but you must abandon ship. Cause once I rip your whole shit, it's sinking. Supreme ideology, you claim to hold. Claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to tempt me to roll. Commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silent. Shadow, black talent style thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows. Maybe even your babies can produce and rise. Picture a life where black babies can survive past five. But we must have hope. Quoting the reverend from the pulpit, refuse to turn the other cheek. We must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems. I bring solution with the restitution. Stip
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir. How do you plead?
You know how I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity, it was him and me. Busting at my innocent family, say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where is the Quaaludes, what you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before he screamed, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive as God watching? I grab his hat and bust his self-defense, my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal, they told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it ends, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bins. Told the judge it was self-defense, he won't listen. So I'm bumping this in federal prison, giving everything I owe.